Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, you're now listening to Teachers of Radio. Want to shout out everybody in the chat room. Say what's up. I hope everybody's having a good night. I have my two co-hosts on the line. I have Miss Monica and Miss Tola. Miss Monica, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. Actually, you can just call me Moni.
All right, Moni. And Miss Tola, you can go ahead and introduce yourself as well.
Hello, everybody. You can call me Miss Tola.
All right, so tonight's show, we're basically talking about felonies, felons, criminal records, and everything else. I get a lot of emails on YouTube from guys who are going through stuff as far as, like, their criminal background, you know, just, like, the things that they did in their past coming back to haunt them. And the reason why I wanted to kind of do this show is to just kind of help, like, the younger people or people who haven't, you know, who haven't gotten caught in the system try and do something to help keep them out and possibly change their mind, because you have a lot of kids out here emulating these rappers and other people in the media, and really a lot of the stuff that they're talking about is a facade. They're not out here doing the dirt. They're not out here doing the stuff that they're claiming, but a lot of kids are thinking that they are, and they're going out emulating people, you know, sticking people up, robbing people, selling drugs, carrying pistols, all that stuff. And then they're sitting here getting locked up, serving time, and then once they get out, they have this criminal record, and it's barring them from getting things like employment, apartments in their names, and stuff like that, and it starts a really vicious cycle. So that's what we want to talk about tonight. So to you ladies, what do you guys feel is like the root cause of like a lot of the kids out here just wilding out? It's like the kids nowadays, to me, just don't care. I mean, would you guys agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that totally, just because there's a lot of kids, especially African American, Hispanic, you know, all of our kids of culture, they're living in single parent homes, you know, or if they have a two parent home, you know, they're both of their parents have to work or whatever, they're not getting the attention that they need. So who do they have to turn to? You know, they fall into trouble. They fall into the streets and they copy bad habits. Not to say that that's everybody's situation, but for the most part, that's really, you know, some of the contributing factors of why the kids are like that. And then when they go to school, you know, the schools, they don't put a lot of funding into after school programs. And if you got them, you have to pay for them and all those different types of things. So I think that, you know, there's just a lot of things that contribute to that. It's not their fault, but it's the reality of how they live.
Exactly. And Cobra is in the chat room saying that a lot of these kids are not being raised right. And a majority of kids are being raised in by single mothers, which I totally agree. And Chocolate Dream just said that a lot of it is attention seeking, which I agree as well. You just have a lot of kids out here committing crazy crimes. It's to a point now when I see stories on the news, it's almost like, what is going on with the kids today? Like, there was a story, I don't know if you guys heard about it, but somebody sent it to me on Twitter, where a young boy raped his grandmother. He raped his own grandmother. She had took some pain medicine, fell asleep, and she woke up with her pants around her ankles and her grandson on top of her. You know, it's just a lot of just some sick stuff going on out here. And now he's about to go do time, so he's going to have not only a felony rape charge and, you know, just a lot of issues behind that, but once he gets out, it's like there's nothing out here for people. And that's what I want a lot of people to realize is that, okay, a lot of people are doing stuff, like somebody said in the chat room, a lot of kids want to fit in, you know, they're lost, and a lot of people are doing stuff for attention, which I do agree with that. But my thing is, you know, people want to be popular. People want to be part of the in crowd and things like that. But even still, everybody who's part of the in crowd is not always doing the right thing. You know, sometimes the doctor or the lawyer who's making $100,000 a year, sometimes he was a nerd in high school. Sometimes he wasn't the most popular. But fast forward 10, 15 years, he's handling his business. And that's what I want people to realize is that, you know, being a nerd is not always a bad thing. Doing the right thing is not always a bad thing, because some of those people who stayed on the right track, now, you know, their fruits are coming home. You know what I'm saying? Now they have stuff to look up to, whereas you sitting there trying to follow the hood dude and the bad crowd, and the only thing they got, you know, to look forward to is prison or jail sentences and things like that. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't think it's so much that the kids these days, I totally agree with everything you said, but I don't agree with that they don't care. I really don't think, because like we are talking about kids, and the main, you know, basically it's just like, you know, a flower. You have to plant that flower. You have to nurture that flower. You have to grow and turn it into the plant that you want it to be, the same way with a kid. And if the kids don't have that support at home, or even, you know, if for example, you know, you have some kids, even in my neighborhood where I live, you know, I get up Saturday, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and you have kids outside running the neighborhood. What are your child, you know, what are these kids doing outside at 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, running up and down the street? So now these are kids that are now 8 and 9. So now when they do become 13, 14, 15, 16, they out here committing these crimes because they've been in the street all their life. They, you know, their parents was doing whatever or however. And then it's not even so much to say that the parent is always bad, because you do have some parents, some kids actually do come from a good home, and they just did, you know, turn, you know, still go down that wrong path. And I think it's just so much, you know, sometimes you do have to fault the kids, and then you have to put some of that blame on some of these parents too. Because if
exactly.
you find positive activities for these kids to do, put them in a Y, you know, Big Brother, Big Sister program, put them in after school, anything other than when they get out of school, coming home, and they do their homework and running outside and playing in the street. Because then they grow up around these neighborhood kids. They grow up with some the kids that will turn out to be something. And then they, you know, you always have them neighborhood kids, the ones that, you know, and it's not to say that, you know, they're not going to grow up and be anything, but they just, you know, out, they're just running the streets, and they're just wild. And then, you know, your child's stuck in, well, which way do I go? But then as a kid, like I said, if you have to determine which way do you go in life, do you follow the good path or do you follow the bad path, and you don't have no positive reinforcement, then what mm-hmm. do the child do? You know, even though, yes, they can make their own decisions, but these are still kids we're talking about. They can't make adult decisions like you and I can, or like, you know, the other callers listening, or that, you know, they can't make these grown-up decisions, so they always need that positive, you know, reinforcement behind them. Hey, you're doing the wrong thing, or, you know, this is what you need to do. And we don't have that in the community. There's not a lot of activities for these kids to do to keep them out of the street.
And see, that's what people are saying in the chat room, is that a lot of the parents have failed. And, I mean, there's really nothing for these kids to do nowadays, because even when we were growing up, we had rec centers. You know, they had where you could join the basketball team, cheerleading. It was free. Our parents didn't have to pay for that. But, like, nowadays, like with my son, everything costs minimum $100. You know, just to register him for basketball, $100. That's not including the uniform. It's not including nothing else. You know, so it's just like everything is being cut. And that's the sad part. And Dre Dre said in the chat room, if you're raised in the streets, you get a street life. Or else they want to, let me see here, or else they want to go and commit the crime so that way they'll easily get accepted, which I definitely agree with that. A lot of kids are looking for acceptance, you know, which is sad. And I think a lot of parents are just slacking. Because I even said it the other night when I went to go see, I went to the movies last Friday. And I was on Twitter, and I was telling y'all on Twitter, and I'm sitting here like, you know, I'm laughing, and it wasn't funny, but it was funny. So many kids, I was at the latest show to go see, what is that movie I just saw, y'all? Somebody refresh my memory. The scary movie, the real scary movie that's out. No, not Saw. Why can't I think of Paranormal Activity? There you go. I was out there to go see Paranormal Activity, and when I tell you, we went to the latest show, which was a 10:35 show. There were kids out there by themselves, no parents, girls out there in booty shorts, boys out there just wilding out at the theater. And then there was security. Before you could go into the theater, there was security. There was they were checking IDs. So many kids had bought tickets thinking they were going to be slick and they were still going to be able to sneak into the theater. And the police was right out there. And when I tell you, it was turning kids left and right. And my thing is not so much about these kids seeing the scary movie, but where were the parents? Because we came up out the theater about midnight. So I'm sitting here like, if you're under the age of 17, what were you even doing to be able to, you know, get to the theater and go see Paranormal Activity? There wasn't not one parent there. When I said they had turned up, from the time we were there, because we saw two movies that night. We saw Good Hair and Paranormal Activities. And my boy worked at the theater. He said they don't have to turn about 50 kids around throughout the night. He got cussed at. One of the little boys there threatened to beat him up. You know, so it's just like a lot of these kids are out of control, and I do agree with what they're saying in the chat room. You got a lot of lazy parents who don't care. They let the kids run them, and it's just it's insane. And that's one of the things I want people to realize nowadays, too, is that somebody else said in the chat room, they're trying a lot of our kids as adults. So now they're not even caring if they're 15, 16. You take a life, you're looking at adult charges. You rob somebody at gunpoint, you're looking at adult charges. So the thing that I want to get across to people is that once you do your time, let's say you go to prison for armed robbery. That's a felony right there. So once you do your 5, 10 years, you go in at 16, you get out, let's say, at 25, 26, 27, right? What ends up happening is now you have a felony on your record. The way this economy is going, people are out here struggling to get jobs. So now, not only are you having to get the most menial job, which, you know, not to knock anybody who's working fast food, but we're talking about McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, right? Most adults do not look at that as a good job. But sometimes when you have a felony or a criminal record, that's the only job you can take. So what ends up happening is now with the economy being so bad, you got people with college degrees who cannot find good jobs. So now these people with college degrees are being forced to work at Burger King and McDonald's. So now if you have a felony and I have to choose between somebody with a college degree you're out of luck. You can't even step your foot into McDonald's a lot of times now because they're, like, people are not hiring felonies. So that's what I want to do is just kind of wake people up. I don't care if you're 19 or if you're 35. Quit doing dirt. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. Quit doing dirt.
And the whole thing with that, I don't mean to cut you off, they have to stay in school as well because you have these kids dropping out of school at 10th grade, 11th grade, so they cannot get a job even at McDonald's because, I mean, pretty soon McDonald's is going to be asking for a high school diploma. It's
mm-hmm.
like, what else are they to turn to do? Then what, you know, they have, you know, they have to eat, they have to live, they have to, half of them is having babies, babies are having babies, so then they force, oh, well, they have to turn to the streets. And the whole thing behind that is if you stay in school, get what you have to get, do what you have to do, graduate from high school, and, you know, go on to college and do what you have to do to get that education, to stay out of the streets so you don't have to grow up and be, you know, to be another statistic because these kids are out here and it's getting crazy. The breaking and entering, the stealing cars, and people, civilians are shooting back, and you don't want to be 16. It's a long life ahead of you. 16 is an early age to go. 17
mm-hmm.
is an early age to go. You have to live to 30, you know, 40, 50, because I'm looking to get to 50 and 60 years old. You know, I want to be able to live in golden ages and, you know, get my retirement check and have my RV, and, you know, because I worked for this all my life. You don't want your life to end at the age of 16 or 17, either dead or in jail for the rest of your life. Because I'm sitting, you know, I was watching 48 Hours, and some of these kids, these are kids going to jail for first-degree murder. And then
yep.
17, and you're looking at 20, 30 years young.
More you're, years than you done lived. That's what kills me. You're looking
yep.
at 30 years and you're 16. Like, I couldn't even fathom doing some time like that. And then they be on the first 48 crying. The first person they cry for is their mother. You know, that's the part that just saddens me is just like, you know, how do you do 30 years? And that's the thing that these rappers are making it seem like this shit is cool, and that's what bothers me is like a lot of kids are seeing, okay, T.I. just got a gun charge. T.I. is going to do less than a year. I bet you he gets out before a year. Lil Wayne is about to go do 8 months for a gun charge. But let's be real in the chat room. You know, dang on well, if it was me or one of my brothers or whatever, and we got caught with a pistol, are we looking at a few years? We're not getting out for a year, especially an ex-felon. T.I. is an ex-felon. For most ex-felons, when you get caught with a pistol, oh, you about to do the whole 5 to 10 years. He got a year. And a lot of kids are looking at that thinking, oh, well, he got a year, I'm going to get a year. Okay, well, play with it. Now you're in the court
and
they slap you with a minimum 5 years for carrying that pistol.
The thing that I think a lot of kids are not seeing with T.I. and Lil Wayne and all these other rappers that go to jail is that they have money. You know what I mean? They got money and you don't. And the reason why they're probably getting a year or whatever it is because they're the people who are making money for the industry that pays them. That's it.
Exactly.
That's different. Between you and T.I. T.I., of course, he's doing a year. He sees the wrong in his ways or whatever, whatever. But if he does it again, you know what I mean? He might get a slap on the wrist. He might not. But there's going to be one judge who's going to be trying to make an example out of him. And that's the thing that people are not, you know, are not always thinking about when you're younger because you think that, oh, T.I. did it. T.I. got money. He got a whole army of lawyers who know the law and can get you what you need to get. You are getting a public defender who probably don't care what happened to you or not because they're not getting paid to represent you no way.
Exactly. They don't care if you go in and do 30 years, that public defender, he's still going to sleep at night. He got his paycheck. That's all that matters. Then people don't care about y'all, and that's what I want a lot of these young boys to wake up and realize, you know what I'm saying? These felonies and these criminal records are no joke, and they're affecting a lot of our young men and women. We're starting to get a lot of girls out here doing just as much dirt as the guys. So let's not sleep on the ladies. A lot of these girls out here are robbing and shooting folks. You know, just look at the girls who did the Oakland Salon beat. They beat that lady, you know, really, really bad. Now, granted, they got off, but a lot of these girls are out here just as wild as the dudes. You know, that's the thing that people don't realize. These celebrities, like you said, they have money. And even while they're in prison, they can still put out records. They can still make money, you know what I'm saying, to put money on their books. But now if you're just some broke 16-year-old kid and you're looking at 30 years, who's about to support you besides your mother? And that's if she can afford to do it.
Another thing that a lot of these kids don't understand is that, you know, all these so-called friends that they think that they have that, oh, you know, this is going to be my boy forever and we're going to rob this bank or we're going to do this or we're going to do that and we're going to go down together. No, you're not. Because at the end of the day, the one who talks first gets the better deal. And that's the thing that everybody, the people that you think are, oh, you're ride or die friends, please, when they get put in the hot seat, they're definitely selling you and ratting you out, and you're going to be the one doing the time for your friend.
You're right. You're definitely right about that. A lot of people do stuff. You know, when y'all doing dirt and y'all getting illegal money, everybody's your friend because it's fast money. So everybody's around you. You got the females. You got the chicks. You the biggest, you know, dope boy in the hood. Everybody wants you. You know what I'm saying? But once you get caught up and you have to do that time, the females are gone, your homeboys leave. You're lucky if your parents are still around to, you know, to help deal with you. But a lot of people leave you, and that's when you really find out who your true friends are. So it's like people need to start making smarter decisions. And somebody in the chat room, Chloe843, was just saying that her best friend, who's 25, got a felony drug charge. He got 23 years, and now he's locked up, and he had a lot of things going for himself, and now he can't even get a decent job. And it is, and that's the same story we're hearing all over the country. And these are the emails I'm getting from people on YouTube and a lot of the stress that a lot of these gentlemen are going through, you know. And it's so easy to say, you know, and somebody was saying in the chat room that they hate the whole stop snitching, you know, don't snitch policy. What do y'all think about that don't snitch? Because that gets on my nerves too. I think it's, I mean, I understand certain things, but it's like you going down for 25 years because you don't want to snitch and your homeboy was there. I don't know. What do y'all think about the whole don't snitch?
I mean, it's different. You know what I mean? It just, you know, on one hand, you know, you don't want to be the one to go down, but sometimes I think the consequences with snitching is like it's either you take the 25 and live, or if it's big enough or you in deep enough, you snitch and you die. You know what I mean? Because that's how it really gets on some of, you know, on the streets like that, if you deep enough. But I mean, if it's something that it's just like, if it's something that's not going to get you killed, then go ahead and snitch. But if you're going to die or it's going to affect your family, I don't think you should snitch.
Exactly. Now, we got a caller calling in here. Let me let them in here real quick, ladies. Caller 863, you're on the air, 863.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Rosie? This is your boy E. What's up?
Hey, what's sweetie, up? How you doing?
I'm all right. Just got off work, a little tired.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you caught the show. I didn't know if you was going to come through. So what you thinking about this whole felony thing? Do you have any advice? Have you been through it as far as any charges? You know, what do you think?
How can I start it off? I'm going to start off with me. Now, I've never been to jail, never had no charges put against me, and that's the only reason why is because a friend that I had that just got killed last year, he took the charges for me. So when y'all saying about little, like young kids and they wanting to look at everybody, all dope boys and stuff like that, see, I got to look at it like this. The people that grew up in that kind of environment, that's like their religion. So when they see that, you know what I mean, when you growing up in there, that's like, oh, okay, I want to be that. That's what you see as the shit around you. You don't see no inspirational people coming to these real, real bad ghetto hoods and showing them there's a different way. You know what I mean? You don't see the so-called high preachers that preach the word coming to those kind of areas preaching. You know what I mean? You don't see a lot of that stuff. So a lot of the people look at that. You know what I mean? Again, the older you get, the more pressure there is for a guy. It's a lot of pressure being a man, especially growing up in the ghetto or hood. You know what I mean? Because you grow up broke. And everybody knows, if you know how it feels to grow up broke, your mind is by any means necessary to get money. That's how you're going to think. So, and another thing about felony, like you were talking about TI, they got attorneys, that stuff is true. But at the other hand, like I was thinking, if he wasn't a rap star, and he was a 7-time felon, and he would have got caught with, he would have did more than 5 to 10 off the top that he was a 7-time felon.
Exactly.
So,
I'm trying to let people know that you gotta really dig into this stuff. Like, the reason why he's getting out is because he's an entertainer, he got money. And
yeah,
he can
sit
in that poison in the street.
Yeah.
What they don't realize is that they are looking up to these rappers, but If you're really looking up to these rappers, you'll really know their story. T.I. graduated from college. Rick Ross used to be a correctional officer. So some of them have and some of them had had jobs prior to this rapping industry, and they just quit their jobs to become a rapper. Now some of them, yes, they did, you know, was in the game or whatever, however you want to put it. But if you're really looking into these rappers, you know, some of them, you can't put it all on them either, because some of them, they do talk the streets, but half of them don't even walk the walk that they talk. So it's like,
yep.
You know,
exactly.
You have to really, yep. You know, the focus is a lot play into society with these young African Americans, Hispanics, everyone, especially minorities. You know, it's a lot playing into that. And like the guy, the gentleman on the line just said, you know, when you grow up in the hood and you grow up poor and you know you grow, you know, that's all you know. You know, your next thing is I got to get that next dollar. But there is still a right way you can go about doing that. But when you don't have nobody there to show you that right way, and all you're doing is hanging out with the neighborhood boys, you hanging out with Tito and all the rest of them, you know, that's who you're growing up around. I mean, seriously, I mean, if that's who you're growing up around and that's all you're seeing 24 hours a day of your life, you know, you don't drop out of school, I mean, eventually you're going to fall into that same trap that's led out there for you to fall into. You're not going to see myself, and you do have some people that rise above it, but the majority fall into that trap, and that's what, you know, and then the cycle repeats itself. History repeats itself. They have kids. Kids see that. And then the same thing, you may have one or two out of the every however many come up out of that, but then history just keeps repeating itself. So, again, we got to focus back on the parents, the neighborhood. We got to get, you know, things like that, because if you, I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, don't go out here and commit crimes, but then what else is, what other option are you giving this person? You know, option. You have to give options. You can't just say, don't commit no crime. Don't commit no crime. I'm not going to give you no job. I mean, you're not leaving this person any options.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, too. But I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Okay, sometimes you have to make options. Sometimes, you know what, as much as it may suck and as easy it is to just get quick money, you know what I'm saying, take some, you know, weed, whatever, break it down and sell it. Yeah, that's easy. It doesn't take a lot of brain power. But how long will that last? I don't know no old-ass drug dealers. I don't know no old-ass, you know what I'm saying, people who just do dirt. Like, all that stuff don't last long. So, yeah, granted, you balling now, but what about 10 years from now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we have to start focusing. Like, that shouldn't even be an option. I understand you got to feed your kids. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, is it worth it? You get what I'm saying? Like, is it worth it at the end of the day? When you sitting here in prison, you know, with a 10-year sentence, behind something as petty as, you know what I'm saying, chopping up drugs and selling them.
Think about did you hear about the guy who robbed the store to keep the check cashing place and the woman started praying with him? Did you hear that?
I heard about that. I'm not sure, though.
Check cashing place, and he went into the check cashing place to rob it. It was only him and the worker in there. The woman started praying with him to the point to where he gave the woman, it was on the Oprah show.
Wasn't he crying in the interview room? He was, like, apologizing on CNN and crying?
Right, and he said he had a college degree. He had been working. He got laid off for a year, and he had a 2-year-old daughter. And that man said, I'll do anything for my daughter. Granted, it is not right to rob and steal, but it's like, you know, the man didn't have it. It's like he didn't have an option. I'm not telling him to rob and steal. It's not right to do that, to take anything from anyone, to harm anyone in any kind of way. But when this man actually said on the Oprah show, I had to feed my 2-year-old child, I couldn't even. I was just like, you know, I have 2 kids. What would I do to feed my 2 babies? What would I do if it really came down, you know? But it's just like, you know, there's no options out here, for anyone.
Actually, you know what? If I had a 2-year-old child, I don't have no kids, but if I had a 2-year-old child, the first thing I would think is, why do that? Did I really mess it up for my child? I would never see me again. So you got to think like that. Don't get it mixed up with these crackers telling you, no offense to any white person, but don't get offense with them people telling you, oh, you got to have this to have that, or you got to do this to get. That's why education is very, very important.
They're saying in the chat room that basically the man robbed somebody else a week later, so they're saying that it was probably a front. And then somebody else said in the chat room, how can you feed your kids in jail? And that makes a lot of sense, though, Red, because it's like, I understand your kids are hungry and you got to do dirt, but now that this man's looking at, you know, what, robbery charges, he's about to get some time. Now who's going to feed his daughter? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And if anything, now his daughter might be stuck in the system, foster care, whatever.
Yep.
So that's the thing we got to think of. You know, it's almost like the lesser of two evils. Like, I understand, you know, because I've been down and out. You know what I'm saying? I've been through stuff. So I understand the will to want, you know, to want to do dirt and get fast money. But I always look at my kids. If I get locked up for doing this, this, and that, who's going to raise my boy?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that money, that's just something temporary. The baby got to eat the next day and the day after that.
Yep.
Right.
So, okay, you done robbed somebody. You fed her for 2 days. But, okay, now you about to do time. Who's going to feed her now? And somebody's in the chat room, he's facing 6 felony charges. So now his daughter, who's what, you said 2 years old?
Yep.
She may not see him until she's about 25.
And you're right. It's just like at the split second, though, you're absolutely right. It's like at the split second, he's not thinking it, you know, it's not right. It's just like, you know, you have to kind of, you know, I guess be like, well, what is causing the problem? Why is these crimes happening? And the root cause behind this, education, these kids, they don't have education. And some of them that may, you know, if it's not education, then they don't have no job, you know. So it's like it's a root cause, you know, behind this. And then, you know, like I said, or this is just the way that they grew up. There was no positive reinforcement. So, there's something that's causing this to happen. It's not that they just bad kids or they just, you know, these kids is crazy. No, it's just there's something behind. Why is this individual doing this?
I definitely agree. Let me take a call. I got a caller calling in from 843 area code. 843 area code. Please ID yourself.
Hey, T. It's Rochelle.
Hey, Rochelle. How you doing?
Good. I wanted to share my story. It's about to be a year now, and a young fellow that I went to high school with, he's been dead for a year because his homeboy, supposedly homeboys, they robbed him and shot him and left him for dead in the woods. And I wanted to get the message across to the young folks that the people that you grow up with, I mean, they grew up together. They were playing kickball since they were, like, in the – and here it is, they 19, 20 years old. And because I don't know why they robbed this man, but they robbed him and left him dead. Now I live in a small community. The whole community heart was bleeding out for this young man. And these kids don't realize it's not just his mama that's hurting. It's not just his cousins, his sister. You hurting everybody. And, like, these kids, they don't care about you. These dudes, your goons, they don't care about you. Because if you were the one with the money, they're going to be looking at you sideways wanting to get what you got. Because it's dog-eat-dog world. And I hate to say it like that. And they don't care about you. And it just hurts so bad to see somebody, you know, he was only 19. He went missing on November 19th and didn't get found till February.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. Because like I said, I live in a small community. I live, there's like 300 people in the town. So it's a very close-knit community.
Everybody knew it. So it got to the point where everybody knew the assailants, the killers, and the victims.
Yes, it was just, and then like, we're like, this the killer, he's sitting up there saying, oh, we got to find him, this and that, and you see how fake people are. They don't care, and I wish these boys that be on the block every day chilling with this boy, he doesn't care about you. You need to listen to your mama when she say stay in school, because she's not telling you that this will be hard on you. You need to listen, because the boys that you think that you steady having the code of silence for, because when it go down, when hits the fan, they only going to be looking out for themselves.
True
that. This young man, you know, he had a spotted pass. He had just got out of jail. He had went through PTI to get his record clear. Is getting a job and doing well. Why is it that they got to rob him? He getting his life back on track. He just straight out of jail and can get a job. Why can't you? Why can't you at least try?
Yeah. That's sad.
It really is. And it's true. I mean, people just out here doing all types of dirt, from killing, like I said, robberies, drug deals. You know, anything now will get you time, literally. You got people, you know, the man, he what did he do in the courtroom? I forgot what state it was. Somebody sent me a video on YouTube. He yawned in the courtroom. They gave him 6 months in jail. So it's like they're just trying to lock us up. You know, the more of us they can lock up and get up off the street, they don't care. So, I mean, it's a sad fact, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? It's like so many of us are either doing time, you know, or, you know, hanging out on the block or just don't have any goals. And that's what I guess we need to start changing, you know, as a community. But, like, again, you guys said before, it starts in the home. But now, Tola, I know you were going to say something about the education because I heard you chiming in earlier. Hello?
Yeah.
Tola?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, I said you were going to say something about the education. I heard you chiming in earlier.
Yes, and I totally forgot what I was going to say. So, go pick it back up.
So now, but you work for a major corporation, right? And you're like one of the managers there and everything. So if somebody was to go and fill out an application online or whatever to go work at your company, would they even have a chance of getting in the door? Even if the felony is, let's say, 5, 10 years old, you guys still
look at it? Probably not. I mean, and the trend with a lot of large companies, like even if you are a felon, you can't even work in the call center.
Wow.
It's just that serious. You know what I mean? I mean, it could be, even if it's something that you did a long time ago, like if you get that far in the interview where you're able to explain it and the hiring manager is willing to give you a shot, you're lucky. But 9 times out of 10, you don't even get that far because once they do the background check, like if when they're ready to hire you, they always give you a prerequisite like, look, we're going to extend this job offer to you only on the condition that your background check and your criminal background check comes out straight. Like, it's to the point where if you have bad credit, some companies, they won't even hire you. It's like
you're right
that.
About that. They want a credit check. So that cancels out some of us right there. I'm feeling like, a credit check for what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's true. It's like people are getting pickier and pickier.
Yeah.
And that's why, and it's not getting no better. And that's what I want people to realize. You know, before you go out there and go rob somebody and play stick a kid for the weekend, think about it. Just think about if you get caught. Granted, you may get away with it, you know, 5, even 10, 15 times. But, you know, how good is your luck? You know, if you get caught,
it's not that good.
Now what?
It's not even about luck.
My brother used to tell me, because I used to be bad when I was little, he used to say, your number is going to come up. You can't keep on doing something and not get away with it. Your number's just going to come up. That's how it is.
And unfortunately for us, we live in the day of technology. You know what I mean? You make one mess up, it's in the system forever. It's getting to the point where people can Google your mistakes. Something will come up somewhere. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, I have a friend and she always talks about life transcripts. Just like your transcript used to go with you in school. Like when you go to high school, you got to turn in your transcript to get into college. College, you got to turn in your transcript to get a job. Like your life transcript, you can't mess it up because if you mess it up, it's always going to follow you.
Yeah, it's true. Let me get this call real quick. They're calling them from a private number. I hope you're being serious. Private number, please ID yourself.
How you doing? MK.
I'm good. Who is this?
This is MK. MK.
Hey, MK. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. I'm listening. Because,
you know, sometimes private people call in private trying to play, so that's why I hope I wasn't being rude, but that's why I said that.
No, you're cool.
So what do you think of the show so far?
Oh, no, it's a good show, but I think in general, it's like when I do conferences and I meet with people, it's like we end up doing the same thing. We're all over the place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's great points, but we have to come back to reality. When we talk prison, you know, we need to get off the whole thing of saying all the time, like, all these boys are going into prison, all this, all that. The reality is that why are we allowing them to go into prison? For some of the petty crimes that they're getting. You know, other communities, when I go deal with other communities, it's a given that, for instance, meth is called hillbilly crack because basically meth is more powerful than crack. You stay high for almost 8 to 12 hours with meth.
Mm.
That ravages communities, but you'll have someone with 25 meth arrests that probably might have done 6 months in jail. The reality of it is that we are dealing with something that we need to be cognizant of. It's called the prison industrial complex. It is called money. It is called Microsoft. It is called Toys R Us. It is called airlines that have a vested interest in the prison industrial complex. Who's more expendable? I mean, we need to look that up. You had companies like Toys R Us who fired their third shift workers and employed all prison workers. They were letting them out at night to go do work at Toys R Us and stock Toys R Us. You had an airline, I think it was either United or Continental, that absolutely employed 700 prisoners to take phone calls. You know, and they fired.
So that way they don't have to pay regular people salaries.
I mean, you're paying 30 cents an hour. You can't beat that
mm-hmm.
slave wage. I mean, this is why Pepsi Cola went to go own a prison. That's why they got involved in that. I mean, we drank Pepsi, and we watched Pepsi also own prisons. And then we wonder why we're in the condition we're in. I heard people talk about college. The college thing gets me because we have to be cognizant of that. And I saw Soldier 7 in the chat room. He's totally right when he said about UWM, and he made a mention of that. And I know about that study because I dealt with that study at one point. That study took a bunch of – let's listen to this closely now. It took about 30 to 40 black men. Also took like 30 or 40 black women. They took them, some with college degrees, some with records, some with high school, just high school certificates, that's it. And then they took white individuals with the same dynamic, college and then some with prison records and some with high school records. Do you know who came in dead last for callbacks at these jobs? Who came in dead last? Blacks. Even they called, some of the places called back, most of the places called back the whites with prison records before they called the people with degrees, the blacks with degrees. Mm-hmm. This is a study you can go look up at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Do we understand that by the same dynamic, who was number one as far as in this recession? Black men have been laid off at a rate five times higher than anyone else in the country. These are not black men without a job. These are black men that have had a job, and they were first to get laid off. Do we understand the dynamic that – let me explain something to y'all so you'll never, ever lose track of this. Arabs, look out for Arabs. Latinos, look out for Latinos. Chinese, Asians, look out for Asians. Whites, look out for whites. And black, look out for everybody. Blacks, look out for everybody else. We so
but
busy trying to play this card. I mean, we look out for everybody else. Don't say this about so-and-so. Don't do this about such and such. I mean, we need to get up, take control, stop asking somebody, can I have a job, and create jobs. Whatever you buy, you need to be in control of. And stop using excuses for why we're failing. We're failing our children. Our children are not failing us.
Mm-hmm.
We're failing them. If I don't care about your child, then what the hell use am I to the rest of civilization or the rest of the community because I'm sitting in my room making sure it's not my child. But while your child is down the street suffering, and I don't care, but when that bullet comes flying from the child we didn't care about, we tend to look back and say, like, oh, my God, it's a shame, it's criminal. No,
mm-hmm.
it's criminal because we don't care, and we don't care until it gets us. We don't care.
Exactly.
We don't say nothing. That's quick. That's why I get tired sometimes, you know, after 3.5 decades of being on the planet, you know. I really get tired of some of these things I go around the country and I see. You know, I deal with
mm-hmm.
the music thing. I work for LeVert Entertainment, which is the oldest brother Eddie LeVert Jr., the last brother left. This is Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with him for a number of years. And we deal with music. And you're totally right. Most of the people, when I come across demo tapes, these cats are not thugs.
Oh,
these
wow.
are boys who grew up in the hood. 99% are not thugs at all. You meet them and they're nice as hell. Go
mm-hmm.
look at Plies, some of the interviews. Plies talks
to Plies is well. A nerd. Y'all don't know that. Plies is a nerd.
He
went to college.
I mean, I was there with Lil Wayne before. I mean, we dealt with Lil Wayne years ago before Cash Money was even huge. Lil Wayne is far from a thug, far from a tough guy. He's just a sweet little kid. If you had met him, he's not an ex-drug dealer. He's not an ex-offender. Do the mathematics. He was 14, 12, 13, 14 when he came into the game. He was not cooking crack or nothing like that. But the reality of it is that we tend to look at the rappers, but we don't also look at us buying the music. We're funding our own death. We fund it. That's why I tell people, and I'm going to leave it at this. I tell people at the end of the day, Look at us. You have people that will complain if a drug dealer sits outside your house and sells crack in front of your house. If a pimp comes out in front of your house and slaps up a prostitute, you'll be like, get out of here with that. But if a pimp is on record or a drug dealer's on record, we'll say it's only entertainment. I've seen these forms. It's only entertainment. Lay off R. Kelly. Lay off the rapper. He ain't doing nothing but making money. We just a fickle bunch of people. And I agree with Paul Mooney because Paul Mooney talks about how fickle we are towards each other. Until we as younger people give that up, let it go, be real, we're going to continue to have these same conversations 30 years from now, and our children will have these same conversations as we begin to just see us erode into nothing.
Exactly. I definitely agree with everything you said, and I'm really glad that you called in and you shared your knowledge and expertise. I mean, that meant a lot, you know, because like you said, a lot of it is people are fronting, and we're sitting here, you're right, we're fronting our own death, you know, and we're sitting here so happy. Like, you got people who will fight, you know, like if you say something bad about a celebrity, they'd be ready to fight. You know, I done seen dudes go head up over, you know, who was better, Tupac or Biggie at the mall, getting to blows. But it's like both these rappers are dead. Even if you're talking about people who are alive, you know, like Beyonce, Rihanna, whatever, these people don't know you. But you're ready to go to blows behind some celebrities who don't even know that you exist. I don't get that. But you're right, we are funding our own death because we're supporting the nonsense.
We are tizzling. I would say this much, though, honestly, sister, I got to tell you this much. We have got to also, don't ever, because I'm going to tell you something. In those hoods, we are some of the greatest and some of the wisest. And I say this, I mean, black folks, don't you ever, black women, black men, we are some of the greatest of thinkers. I don't care what people have to say. You take the story of 50 Cent, right or wrong, the brother's very wise. 10th
very wise.
He's a 10th grade education, but yet he walks in, and when Vitamin Water says, be a spokesman, we'll pay you, he says, no, let me take a look at your records and see what kind of business you have. Let me see what's going on there. And he took it, I tell you what, I'll be the spokesperson for the company as long as you give me, I'm going to say 10, 15% of it, and we'll work out a deal, and I'll buy some shares. I mean, that's not an idiot. That's a person with a business mind. But if we're going to keep strangling our children, and let me tell you something, blacks make up 30% of the drug crimes. Go look it up for anybody that's a statistic freak or don't understand what I'm saying to you. We make up 26 to 30% of the drug crimes of the arrest. Whites commit 60% of the drug crimes and arrest. And let's look at the dynamics. The dynamics is that out of all that, 86% of us go to prison. We receive prison time. Out of all that 60% or so with white folk being arrested, only 4% receive jail time. Now, are we going to keep on talking about our boys going to prison or our girls going to prison? Are we going to look at the fact that they're being railroaded into a system? And we're sitting back talking about, well, what's wrong with them? They crazy? No, hell no, we crazy. We crazy. And the political forces are crazy, too. Look at your political forces in any city that you're sitting in right now. I want y'all to take a look at your aldermen. Take a look at your senators. See what kind of representation you're getting. You're getting none. Mm-hmm. We're being disrespected, and we're letting them set policies up, and then we sit back and allow them to keep coming to tell us more lies. They tell us more lies about what they're going to do, and they keep on promising you more promises. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
And we let them do that.
And you're right. It is systematic because now in a lot of states, I know California was the first state to implement it, the three strikes law, you know, three felonies, and you out, you doing life. And that law is affecting a lot of minority people, particularly blacks and Latinos. You know, because sometimes, like you said, we're the ones getting the felonies. We're not getting probation or, you know, a slap on the wrist or, okay, you made a mistake, Tyreek. We're going to go ahead and just give you probation. But if it's the same crime and the child's name is Johnny or Adam, you know, he's getting that preferential treatment. So I definitely agree with you with that when you're saying that, you know, the system is trying to set up to screw us. You're definitely right about that.
But, you know, Tizzle, I hope we at least begin to look at this. And some of us on this line are going to have to start standing up. And some of us, if not all of us, somebody, don't be concerned with who's not with you. Be concerned with who's with you. And start standing up for what's right. And stop allowing them to do to us what they want to do to us. And then we sit back and have these parties, Not calling this a pity party, but I've seen it. We have woe is me, but we ain't going to fight. How you going to let them come in your house and take your babies out your house? Take your babies out your house and then say, oh, my God, I don't know what happened. Maybe they deserve to go out the door. No, somebody just came in and kidnapped your son. They gave him 5 years for 5 grams of crack. Yet the laws are 500. It takes 500 grams of powder cocaine to get a 5-year sentence. Why was that set up? You know,
exactly.
Allowing justice to stand and then complain about what's being done to you. You get what you give. And we're a beautiful, brilliant people. Don't we ever forget that. Don't let them divide us with that. We are beautiful. We are brilliant. We're survival experts. We got that DNA in our, it's in our blood. It's in our DNA. Victory in our blood. We survived slave ships. You understand that? We got that in our blood.
Mm-hmm.
We survived the worst of the worst to come here today. So let's not squander that. And I love us to death. I love us. I love us as a people. But we got to stand up. We got to stand up. Got to stand up. That's all.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, brother. I really
appreciate
that.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
And I got another call coming in real quick. I'm going to let them in. Area code 773. Oh, I guess they just hung up. Oh, no, maybe not. Hold on. Area code 773, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Is this for Lost Souls?
Yeah.
What's going on? How are you enjoying the show?
It's very good. You know, when I was able to hear, I just got off the phone with my mom and whatnot, and I was busy eating my first meal of the day and whatnot, looking at the chat room and what people were saying and stuff like that as much as I could. This so-called, you know, no snitch policy. Don't report crime and all that. Snitching is okay in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Whether you as a criminal yourself in the gang or whatever, or you just seen it as a neighbor go down some crime or whatever. Snitching is the right thing to do. You know, nobody should be quiet about no murder and all this stuff and no crime being committed, especially murders and rapes and whatnot, or gang rapes and all that. Nobody should be, you know, silent about that. No crime whatsoever, you know, despite what you might have seen in HBO's The Wire or these movies and whatnot about the consequences of snitching, you know, which was brutally realistic in some of these movies and, you know, The Wire on HBO and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do the right thing, you know, at all times, no matter what. And
because the system is not meant for us. The system is meant to, you know, to lock us up. It's not meant to benefit us at all. Like
yes.
The brother was just saying, you know, two people can do the same crime and one person can, you know, get off without even as much as probation and another person can get an easy 5 years. So the system is not set up to, you know, to help us in any way. So, yeah, we got to wake up.
You know what that system is, though? That system is called white supremacy, racist. Okay, it's a racist prison grid. You know, the prisons is designed for us, you know, for black people, not for these other races and whatnot. It's designed for us to be locked up in there. And all the money is being made off of our race in these movies, these TV shows, in the streets in real life, in the ghetto neighborhoods, all the billions, millions, trillions, my goodness, zillions of dollars is being made off of us on all counts, on all levels, whether you locked up in prison or about to go to prison or whether you got killed off by your own so-called homeboys in the gang or the white supremacist police officers and whatnot shooting us down and killing us every day because we're not killing us fast enough for this white supremacist system, okay? And people should, you know, open their mouths up more, report all the crime that they see, you know, more than ever before. Not do less talking, do more talking, more snitching. You know, don't let the term snitch bitch, you know what I'm saying, fool you or trick you into keeping your mouth shut. Okay? Even though
mm-hmm.
snitch rhymes with the word bitch and people being called snitch bitches in these TV shows and movies and whatnot, you know, we got to stand up and be the kings and queens that God made us to be, you know, as the original race on the earth. Despite the fact that we're the original race on the earth, our race is the one that's being locked up and killed more than any other race.
Exactly. You know, it's a lot. I mean, like I said, this conversation can go on and on. We got about 5 minutes left, and it's been a really, really good show, you know. And somebody was just saying something really good in the chat room. Chloe843 was saying that's why we need to think beyond the system, move above the streets. They expect us to do these things. It's another way of keeping us down. And I definitely agree with that. You know, we got to. And somebody else was saying we got to fight back. You know, we do, and we got to, you know, you can't just love your child. You got to love the next man's child. Because like we said in the one show that we did, when we were talking about Stop the Violence, you know, you still got to look out for everybody's kids, not just your own. Look out for everyone's child in the neighborhood. Because like they say, it takes a whole village to raise a child. You know, so if you're just sitting here trying to condemn one child as being bad and he ain't never going to be about nothing, well, guess what? That might be that child's future. But if you take that child by the hand and try and show him something better, he might turn around and do the right thing. So I think, right. Like, you know, once again, we do have to look out for each other, and we got to look out for each other's kids.
Definitely, because, you know, the white supremacy runs this thing. That's why we got to look have each other's backs and whatnot, you know. It's white supremacists versus us. Okay.
Education.
When you really think about it, it's white supremacist system versus us. And so far, they're winning, the white supremacists, financially, domestically, politically. Your phone breaking up. Somebody phone breaking up.
Hello?
Somebody phone breaking up.
You hear me?
Yeah.
That's lovely. That's my phone.
Yeah. I hope that gets taken care of. Only 4 minutes left.
I know, right? I'm going to go ahead and go then. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, you have a good night, too.
All right, bro.
Yeah. Got to do the right thing, you know. All times, you know. Make our own economy. Make our own system of businesses and whatnot. And look out for the youth, you know. Youth programs, that needs to be increased, and more funding for that. Tutoring, mentoring, just selflessness all across the board. Got to be selfless. Yeah, got to be selfless, not just with your own children, but other people's children as well. Ain't nothing wrong with lending a helping hand. Yeah. Can anybody hear me out there? Can anybody hear me? Yeah, 3 minutes left. Yeah, it's just white supremacy. It's got to stop.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah. It's sad, you know. We just got to come together, you know, as a unit, you know, and watch the children at all times, you know, find out everything they're doing, everywhere they at, everywhere they be. You know, we got to, you know, stop all the excuses. Got to stop the violence. And whatnot, and stop the gangs. We got to make, you know, books and education and, you know, and whatnot cool. These things need to be made cool. The things that are considered nerdy and lame and corny, we got to make those things cool again. You know, books, reading, studying, math, science, biology, chemistry, physics, you know, exercise, fitness. That TV got to be turned off. I can't say that enough. We got to turn the TV off. Got to turn the radio off. You know, turn the internet off. Keep your children away from the internet, from the iPods, from the video games, from the TV, from the movies, from all of the, you know, negative influences, from so-called friends that's not really friends at all. We got to keep them from all this foolishness, all this crap. You know, we got to keep them from all of the, you know, the alcohol, the drugs, keep them from having sex. You know, we just got to do the right things, people. Just got to step it up, like somebody was saying. You know, got to step, you know, step it up for the children. We got to be the heroes, the superheroes that the children desperately need. Not Spider-Man and Superman and Batman.